Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Back here at Titans training camp. They have wrapped up for the day. We're excited to be joined by Jack Gibbons, Titans linebacker, who is with us on the show. How was practice today?
It was good. It was good to get out there. Had a little shorter day today, kind of getting us ready for the game. So it was good to get out there and move around, and excited to play Saturday.
It's funny. We were telling you this as you sat down. We talked about you a lot yesterday because there were a couple plays that you guys were doing team drills, and I would see you get right next to Levis and, you know, do a little chirping and all of that. I love that stuff. And, you know, seeing that out here, how fun is that to kind of move around and chirp a little bit at some of your teammates?
Yeah, we've been having super competitive practices, I feel like, that have gone back and forth. Offense makes some plays, defense makes some plays, which has been awesome. And it's just a really competitive environment. Everybody likes to talk, and, you know, it's all fun and games out on the field.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. But it just makes the practice have a little bit more juice to it, feel more like a game, and I feel like we get the best work when we do that. So it's definitely fun to do.
Jack Gibbons is with us.
Oh, I was tweeting out her picture. Have you, Jack, to do that? Listen, I've told Chase this a lot, Jack. I love your story because you're basically a walk-on in the National Football League. It's hard to walk on in high school. It's hard as hell to walk on in college. But to do it here, what drives you?
I mean, that's just kind of been my whole story since I was a kid, like growing up. Coming out of high school, I didn't really have, like, any offers. I had some D2 offers, got an FCS partial scholarship last minute, basically walked on there and had to go prove myself, and then same thing when I got here. So it's just kind of who I am. I'm just used to people kind of telling me what I can't do and just put my head down and go to work. And I feel like the biggest thing is just being yourself, not trying to be something else, not trying to prove it to anybody, but just show up and be the best version of yourself every day, and everything kind of takes care of itself from there.
You left Abilene Christian and went to Minnesota. I mean, that's like night and day. Why go to Minnesota?
Yeah, I just went into the transfer portal because I felt like I'd kind of accomplished everything I wanted at ACU, and I had a dream to play big-time college football. So I put my name in the portal and wanted to go play at a Power 5 school, have that experience. That's what I grew up wanting to do. Even like that, before even the NFL dream, it was like go play on a big college stage. Yeah. So I wanted to go do that, and Minnesota came in and gave me an opportunity to play. I felt like it was a good fit for me. The Big Ten fit my play style, and so I just jumped on it as soon as they offered me.
That's fantastic. So you come here as an undrafted guy, right?
Yeah.
Vrabel called you, John Robinson?
It was mostly Monty Austinford. I was talking with pre-draft a little bit, and then my agent called me, I guess, on draft day saying that they had worked out something. So.
And then you come here, and then I know you feel like you still have things to prove, even though you're on the team, and you were second in the team in tackles last year, and you've done a great job. You still got that chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, definitely. And like I said before, it's not about proving it to somebody else. It's about proving it to myself. I see myself in a certain way, and I know what type of player I think I can be, and so I'm trying to go out there and prove that every day and prove that and be that guy for my teammates, because if I could be the guy that I want to be, then we're going to have a great defense and a great team. So that's all I'm trying to do.
Talking with Jack Gibbons here on the Chase and Big Joe show, and that kind of led me into my question of, has things slowed down for you a little bit of kind of knowing how the NFL works and having your spot on this team, and now have you kind of moved into, as some of these young guys that maybe were in the same position you were have come in, you can mentor them a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. When you come in as a rookie, especially an undrafted guy, but as a rookie in general, there's so much going on outside of football, trying to figure everything out. You're counting numbers. How am I going to make this team, doing all this? You're so stressed out, all this. Almost the last thing on your mind is football. And it's really hard to play good football like that. And so I kind of settled into that environment about middle of my rookie year, I feel like, and started to get comfortable. Definitely got a lot more comfortable last year. Kind of just being in a different role, and then now really feel like I can be myself and really kind of be the guy that I'm used to being on other teams that I've been on. So it's definitely that comfort level is coming up, and that's what I talk about to the rookies all the time, is telling them, like, it's just football, man. Like,
yeah.
There's a ton of stuff going on outside of the grass, outside the lines, but, like, when you walk out there, it's just the same football you always played. So the quicker you can figure that out, the better you're going to be.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about chirping and things earlier. Your new DC, Denard Wilson, I mean, he's fiery. He's kind of got some of that. What's that been like being around him?
Yeah, Denard, my linebacker coach, Frank Bush, all these guys, they bring the juice every day, and they like to talk too. So
yeah.
It definitely emboldens us to go ahead and be ourselves. And that's what, credit to Coach Cali too. That's like one of the first things he said when he came in, is he wants everyone to be their self, let their personality show. And so I feel like that lets guys just really relax and be themselves. And when you're playing loose and aggressive like that on the field, you play way better. So definitely a testament to our coaching staff for giving guys the freedom to go be themselves.
We were talking to the Middle Tennessee State football coach on Tuesday about how important practice is, because today with your phones and social media and the fans and all that, you know, once you leave here, it's chaotic. But on that practice field, he's got you, but in a good way. How much do you enjoy being out there and putting all the distractions away, and it's just football?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's like what we grew up doing and going in the backyard and to get away from whatever you're trying to do, go play football. And that's, it's the same thing. I mean, it's still a kid's game, and just getting out, come out here every day, run around, like leave everything behind. Like you, everybody's got stuff going on at home, but when you walk out there, man, it's just football. You're just playing a game with your friends, and there's nothing better than that.
What was your welcome to the NFL moment when you realized, here I am? Was it a hit? Was it putting the helmet on? Was it traveling? What was the moment for you?
I mean, in a bad way, I guess, the first play of my first preseason game, I got knocked out by a pulling lineman, and then after that, I was like, all right, like, we're here. Might as well go play. I went on to have a good game, but I think I made, like, 10 tackles in that game. But the very first play I got in there, I was all juiced up, and I come out there and got laid out. So that was definitely the first, like, whoa, all right, like, you better bring it. The Ravens, yeah.
The Ravens. Yeah. But now you know to watch out for the pulling guard is coming at you that way.
Yeah, you just got to, you know, it's pro football. Everybody's good. You get got sometimes. You just got to go back and get them. It's all right.
What's your favorite moment so far?
I would say probably that Miami win that we had. Yeah. Everyone counted us out. We were super banged up. And no one thought we could win going in there. And then 5 minutes left, no people leaving the stands and everything. And then to come back and beat them on Monday night, that was probably the best moment we've had so far, I think, since I've been here.
We've talked about that. We were there. And so we go into the room next to the locker room. Vrabel's doing his press conference. And we can barely hear Vrabel because you guys are, you know, screaming and hollering and everything. That was cool. That was really cool.
No doubt. Yeah, that was an awesome night. Definitely something you'll always remember.
There's been a lot of change with this organization over the past year, and I know that Mike meant a lot to you, gave you an opportunity, gave you the nickname Dr. Gibby, all those things. So what – and having played the position, how much were you able to take away from Mike Vrabel and his time here and then use it now as you move into this new coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, that last coaching staff, Coach Vrabel, all the way down with Shane and Bobby and all those guys, I mean, I owe so much to them. I definitely appreciate them. They know so much football. They were such great mentors. Definitely learned so much from them. Just helped me grow up, turn into an NFL pro, like really gave me an opportunity to show what I could do when a lot of people didn't want to do that. So I can't say thank you enough to those guys and appreciate what they did. And then just with the new coaching staff coming in here, it's just kind of like when I got to Abilene Christian and then when I go to Minnesota and then when I get here, it's like every time you get around new people, everybody sees the game differently. And so you just get different perspectives and you can just learn so much more football if you're willing to soak all that in and then take piece from here, kind of put it all together into this whole puzzle that you're trying to build in your mind of like your football knowledge. It's like everybody sees the game differently. So the more people you can get around, especially smart people that work at this level, you just learn the game that much better.
I am fascinated by journeys and destinations with people. You left Texas. I guess you hopped in a car, drove to Minnesota, what, by yourself?
Yeah. It was during COVID when I went in the portal, so I couldn't visit or anything. It was January. I went up there to start the spring semester, so I just hopped in my truck, got on I-35, and drove for 24 hours. And showed up. It was snow all over the ground. I'd never lived anywhere but Texas, and it's dead of winter in Minnesota. It was kind of a culture shock for me, for sure. But we got settled in a little bit, but it was definitely different getting up there.
But you knew what you needed to do, right?
Yeah, when I came in, I knew that definitely nothing was going to be handed to me, but I was going to have an opportunity to compete for a starting position, and that's all I could ask for. So I came in there and tried to just, like I said before, when I got here, same thing, just be the best version of myself every day, keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and kind of let things fall how they may, I guess.
What's it like lining up middle linebacker, and there's Tua, and there's, you know, all these great quarterbacks 4 feet from you or 4 yards from you, and your job is to wreck their world? I mean, I am so jealous of you. I can't say. It's got to be great. You got to be one of those moments like, let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I said before, you think it's like going to be so different for you, but at the end of the day, it's just football. I remember I made my first start on Thursday night against the Cowboys, and I grew up a big Cowboys fan, so like I was wondering how it was going to feel being out there.
Yeah.
And we're out there like national anthem, looking across at Dak and Zeke and all these guys I used to root for, and I was like, man, they're just guys. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm doing the same thing they're doing. And so once we stepped on that field, they're just bodies. They're just players out there. It's not somebody, like, you don't really recognize who that person is. It's just – they're just people on the football field, you know?
Yeah. Was that surreal, though? I mean, that's a team that you love and probably – it's okay if you still love them. And
No, not anymore.
And there it is. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, what's happening here? It's got to be a very cool, surreal moment.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely took a minute to take that in. But then, like I said, once – once that ball snap, it don't matter.
That's right.
Don't matter who they are. So you got to go play.
So Jack Gibbons is with us. I don't know how much you're going to play Saturday. What do you want to take away from Saturday? Whether it's just going through a game day routine or trying to get some work in, what helped you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know either how much I'm going to play, but I just prepare every game like I'm gonna start and play the whole game. That's how I did it when I was on the practice squad. That's how I did it all season. That's just how I approach it. So throughout the week, I'm preparing my body, preparing my mind to go play the whole game. And then if that's not the case, if I play 10 snaps, 100 snaps, 0 snaps, it's whatever it is, I'm going to prepare either way. Just to, like you said, get that rep of preparing myself to play. And then whether the physical reps come or not, that's all right. But definitely get in there. And whenever I'm not on the field, support my teammates. Definitely help out the younger guys, cheer them on. And learn what I can from the plays that they get. So definitely excited for Saturday.
What do you love about Nashville? I mean, we claim you now.
Yeah, yeah,
what do you
love
about this town?
No, I mean, I've loved living in Nashville. I feel like this got to be a top 5 NFL city to live in for sure. Great weather, great people, really good golf city, which I'm a big golfer. So,
nice.
Definitely been great. There's always something to do. Great food. I was surprised by that, how great variety of food and restaurants there are here. I mean, I love living here. It's definitely been awesome.
Do you live close to the facility?
I live in the Nations. I lived in Germantown my first 2 years and then just moved out to the Nations. So, yeah.
You guys are so smart because traffic is you have no idea. I'm glad you don't because you're busy over here, but traffic is unbearable. So it's cool. Like Tyler Boyd lives over in Germantown.
Yeah, it was a great spot living there for sure. 5 minutes from the facility. Yeah. You got great food, everything right there. It was fun.
Now you're out close by Chase.
Yeah.
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 So you guys are now, you're doing dog.
Neighbors.
Yeah. Might see me walking my dog one day.
Yeah, there you go.
What kind of dog you got?
He's just a mutt. We adopted him from the shelter a little over a year ago. And he's just, I mean,
he's got a name?
Yeah, his name's Goose.
Goose.
Love
it. Absolutely. Nice. Well, hey, Jack, appreciate you coming over here after practice. Thanks so much. Good to talk to you, and best of luck this season.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was fun.
Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Jack Gibbons joining us here on the program. We'll have much more coming here from Titans Training Camp, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.